Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Pennsylvania Avenue with a message. Hashtag don't let it dominate. He's urging Americans not to fear COVID and vows to return to the campaign trail and is ready for the next debate, he says, on the 15th. Wow, what a turn of events in the last 5 days. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney. Hope all is well in your world. Or at least you know that there is hope and the light is flickering. Somebody's left it on. We'll get there eventually. The president sent out the video tweet after he was discharged from Walter Reed, saying that, he felt excellent, that he felt well, that he was being taken care of by the nurses. The doctors thanked them all, and he had on his suit and his tie, and he's wearing a face mask. He walked out at 6:30 on Monday night. Coming out of the doors of the hospital, he gave a fist pump and a thumbs up to the press. He got into the black SUV and headed to Marine One. He gets to the White House. He walked out on the balcony overlooking the South Lawn, surrounded by, of course, American flags, and saluted military officers and Marine One as it left. Then he went back after his physician, Dr. Sean Conley, hosted a press conference detailing his progress and condition as he was battling COVID-19. And he did say the president might not be out of the woods entirely. Clinical status supports the president's safe return home. He's surrounded by medical staff 24/7. And he said, when he was criticized about how quickly the president left, that we try to get patients out of the hospital as quickly as possible. There's nothing being done here that can't be done safely at home. So in case you somehow have been underground and have not been paying attention to anything since last week, the president went into Walter Reed on Friday night after experiencing what the White House at the time described as mild symptoms. And he's had a couple of shakeups. He had two instances where the blood oxygen level dropped suddenly, and they treated the prez with a dose of steroid, and they used remdesivir as well. They feel optimistic, cautiously is what the word is, and on guard because they're in uncharted waters when it comes to a patient who got the therapies that he has. But his kidney, liver, all that, normal, not on oxygen, not having any difficulty breathing or walking. He got an antibody cocktail with zinc and vitamin D and melatonin and a daily aspirin, and the remdesivir that I mentioned, too, would have been thrown into the middle of that. So he comes back to the White House, but the White House has been a tricky place because so many people are coming down with COVID-19, including his press secretary, Kayleigh McEnany. And we know that Hope Hicks, who was like a right-hand advisor, had tested positive last Thursday. That's what raised the warning flags that had people talking about, oh my gosh, could she have been closer to him and been at all of the events. So now 11 people at the SCOTUS event tested positive for COVID-19. And that included with the White House officials, some of them that I obviously mentioned there. And I think once the Hope Hicks thing came out, you knew that there were going to be more that were going to make that list. And they're in isolation. I mean, that's any of those people that tested positive are in isolation at this point, including three senators. One of them, North Carolina Senator Tom Tillis, who was at the Rose Garden, announced Friday night that He tested positive, but he said he had a negative test on Saturday, and he said that he has no symptoms, he feels well, and he's going to self-isolate for 10 days and notify close contacts. Because he's a member of the Senate Judiciary Committee, he said he met with, of course, the nominee, Amy Coney Barrett. After meeting with Barrett on Wednesday, he said neither wore a mask. And then he took part in a debate with a Democratic challenger for his Senate seat on Thursday night. They were wearing masks. They only bumped elbows. But you know how this goes. It's that moment where you come in contact with it, and then you've got it, and then suddenly you show the symptoms, and then you roll, you know, from there. So who else comes up with it, what the list looks like? Chris Christie, notably, was on that list, too. He was at the White House, so he was somebody who also tested positive. But I think the big story, of course, is all of this, but is the president's illness and the fact that he gets discharged, and after a three-day hospitalization due to the coronavirus, and he has talked about how he's felt. And I just gave you the rundown of what he was taking, and says, you know, you can beat this. He's basically encouraging people, if you have this, you can get through this, that, you know, you can do this. That was, I think, one of the big takeaways from it. And, of course, running for office, ready to jump back in it, saying I'm working. If you're the leader of the free world, this is crazy territory we're all in. If you're the strategist, wouldn't you want that to be that way? And the answer to that is yes, because people are looking for an edge who to see him shut out of the White House, and people are looking for an edge who want to see him remain in the White House. Meanwhile, the numbers of those dying from the virus do continue to rise, 210,000 in the U.S., 7.48 million, rather, cases recovered, including the president, or recovering, 24.6 million worldwide, 1.4 million deaths at this point. In New York, they're starting to see some things happen. The governor is warning that New York City religious institutions could be shut down for coronavirus violations because they're not social distancing, and many people have been caught in that situation because of social media, people releasing videos of events, and so they're seeing them. Hurricane Delta doesn't care about COVID-19, this dangerous storm with the surge, dragging it to the Gulf Coast on Friday could mean it's another topsy-turvy couple of days. It's looking that way for people who live in Louisiana or along the Panhandle or some of those spots where you could get slammed with this hurricane that is right now hovering around Jamaica. But it is forecast to make landfall on the Gulf Coast around Friday. Wow. Hang with us. We got the numbers next. We can count. So, yes, we are counting. See you on the other side.
Hey, everybody. Confused about staying healthy in a crazy COVID culture? Me too. But listen, after all the research, all the conflicting studies, after all the squabbling, there's one thing almost everyone agrees on. It's that immune system health can literally be the difference between life and death. You probably already believe that. I certainly do. So here's the thing. I wanted to get past the craziness and find out which plant-based substances actually have studies that demonstrate some efficacy in immune support. Now, you'll have to sign a waiver, but you can check out what I've discovered at StrongerDefense.com. No cures or treatments there. Instead, little-known but shocking immune system research and a breakthrough immune support product based on that research called Immune 10X. And the best part? You can go to the Stronger Defense website right now and claim your own supply of Immune 10X without paying anything today. Crazy, right? Learn more about this unusual limited-time offer at StrongerDefense.com. That's StrongerDefense.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
Two, three. Ooh-hoo. 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 Well, my heart knows it better than I know myself, so I'm gonna let it do all the talking. Ooh-hoo. Ooh-hoo. I came across a place in the middle of nowhere with a big black horse and a cherry tree. Ooh-hoo. Ooh-hoo. I felt a little fear upon my back. I said, don't look back, just keep on walking.
Ooh-hoo. All right, we got some interesting numbers, including how many of the world's population may have COVID-19. Also, alcohol consumption. Do you think it's up or down? And in Paris, it's high alert, baby. No bars for those who want to drink their wine. So let's jump into the estimates of how many people in the world have COVID-19, have been infected with it. You know, there's that whole discussion about herd immunity. So the head of emergencies at the World Health Organization said that their best estimates, again, best estimates, said that about 1 in 10 people worldwide might have been infected by the coronavirus. So think about that. And I saw something written about this. I want to say it was the USA Today or the Washington Post, whatever I read. I read so bloody much, one of them. And I was looking at numbers, things that I was keeping track of in a notebook, more than 20 times, give or take, the number of confirmed cases. So what everybody wants to know is we don't want to shake the magic eight ball. We want to know what is going to happen through the fall and into next year. And what they're saying is they, being the medical groups and being WHO specifically, they've got 34 people on an executive board, and their focus, of course, is COVID-19. And they're saying that the numbers vary from urban to rural and different age groups, but the vast majority of the world is at risk, and that this continues to evolve, but so do the tools to suppress transmission and save lives. Now, that is the key thing. That's like burying the lead. Tell us the tools and the ways to suppress the transmission and how to save lives. That's what we want to know. But anyway, they're sticking by 10% of the global population might have been infected. Wow. So you know what that means? That's about 760 million people based on a world population. Did you know what the world population is? I'm going to tell you, 7.6 billion. 7.6 billion. There's so much in those numbers, right? There are so many things we can say about those numbers. But the numbers of people who have come out on the other side, that's the number that we want to see continue to rise, and not the people that continue to die as a result of that. One thing about what happened at the Rose Garden, it would be considered a super spreader event if, in fact, everything is traced back to it. But the importance of wearing a mask and social distancing, I mean, this is, look, this is what we say. If you got the mask on, your social distance, you're a lot safer. And no question. You had 180 people that were there at the Rose Garden to hear the announcement of Amy Coney Barrett. And there were people with masks. There were people that had masks on, because I've seen plenty of people in the photographs, but there were so many that didn't. Now, one of the things that we keep hearing is, look, you can take your mask off outdoors if you're around people you live with, and there's no one else in the immediate vicinity of that. But it's the people you don't know with the mask, and how far are you 6 feet away from someone outside, then it's generally safe to take the mask off. You know, so all those questions about when and where, it is a reminder of that. The mask on, mask off policy, right? You know, you decide. You can do social distancing easily with friends in the yard. Of course, not when you're buried in snow and not when it gets colder. But for most people right now, you could do it. And you'd probably be fine, probably. But it depends on who you're palling around with and all of that in between. Polls. The polls are numbers that are kind of all over the map, depending on which poll that you look at. I've talked about this almost every show. Somehow, some way, I managed to throw one in. A Gallup poll showed that 56% of the people who responded expected Trump to win. A Democratic Institute poll had Trump ahead by 1 point. I think you have polls that show Biden ahead. I've talked about those before. In some cases, double digits, like the Wall Street Journal NBC poll. But that poll, the thought is, well, they're polling mostly Democrats, and isn't this similar to what happened with Hillary Clinton? I mean, there is a reason why polls are done, because it's prognosticating and trying to get a sense of who's voting, what's happening, and otherwise, why would people pay the extraordinary amounts of money they do to these polling companies? They work in some sense. But it seems like when it comes to these presidential guesstimates, it doesn't always work. I think it depends on the quality of who you are polling, right? That plays a part in that, in all of this. How about this? You know, it's interesting. You've got a House panel that's recommending the breakup of some tech giants. This was led by the Democrats investigating competition in technology. Of course, we're always talking about technology, especially now with kids on Zoom, taking classes that way, just highlights that. And giants like Amazon.com, Apple, and the thought is they're owning the marketplaces. They're selling their own products on them, and that's not good. So the critique and the panel's report are drafts, and the contents could certainly change, but the report is expected this week. It's been pushed back. The recommendations, however, would represent, and why I'm letting this leave my lips, because why do you care? Because the recommendations would be the most dramatic overhaul, think about this, of competition law, it's called, in decades, if approved. This has been a year-long investigation by the House Antitrust Panel to kind of clear that up a little bit more. And they're coming to their conclusion with federal and state antitrust enforcers investigating Alphabet Inc., Google, and that's Google, and Facebook. And what are the recommendations? Glass-Steagall, that law for technology platforms, that's being talked about. Glass-Steagall. And that refers to the Depression-era law separating commercial and investment banking. So could that apply in the cases of these tech giants? Oh, can you just imagine? Do you imagine the conversation the lawyers for those companies are having? The richest, one of the richest Americans is Jeff Bezos. Amazon is like life to people in the U.S. and other places. Amazon, it's just, we just talk about it. Get it on Amazon. How many times on the author's corner, get the author's book on Amazon. Amazon, easy. They send it to you. Can you imagine what this report comes up with? Legislation that could require the tech companies to allow users to move their data from one website to another is one thing. Where are they shifting the burden? Interesting. And it would be, I mean, it would be something that we haven't seen because it's kind of like the wild, wild west right now. So if you're Bezos or you're Mark Zuckerberg or any of those people behind any of these platforms, you are so all over this. Absolutely. By the way, the Senate panel announced October 12th for the Supreme Court confirmation hearings, and there's been some discussion as to whether that would switch because of the president getting COVID, all of that. But he's out and saying, I'm fine, let's roll. And he's not part of that, other than he came up with the nominee. The Republican Senator Lindsey Graham, the committee's chair, said it would start at 9 o'clock Eastern. It's still on, as Lindsey says, October 12th. Kind of a hybrid format. Some people connecting, some members connecting remotely because of the virus, and some there in person. But they're moving ahead with the confirmation process. Now, two committee members, Tom Tillis and Mike Lee, both tested positive for COVID-19 in the last couple of days. They were part of that White House crew that were there when the president introduced Barrett as his nominee to replace Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. All right, stay with us. We are headed to those author waters coming up next.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Val Dior.
Don't let this virus continue to take over your lives, says President Trump. He was released from Walter Reed Hospital Monday after 3 days of treatment for COVID. He thanked the doctors and nurses that helped him with treatment, speedy treatment, he says, that allowed him to continue to lead.
I stood out front. I led. Nobody that's a leader would not do what I did. And I know there's a risk, there's a danger, but that's okay. And now I'm better, and maybe I'm immune. I don't know. But don't let it dominate your lives. Get out there. Be careful. We have the best medicines in the world.
First Lady Melania Trump, via Twitter, thanked supporters for their prayers, says she's feeling fine and is resting comfortably at home. An Arkansas police officer died and another injured Monday after a shootout in Pine Bluff. The officer killed, identified as Kevin Collins, a five-year veteran of the force. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Negotiations continue over a bill to provide more economic stimulus as Americans weather the coronavirus pandemic. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg explains that the blame game could be holding up the bill's progress.
Democrats and Republicans are continuing to work on a coronavirus relief bill. Both sides are still at least a half a trillion dollars apart on the financial side of things. When it comes to who's to blame, Democrats blame Republicans, and of course, Republicans are blaming Democrats.
Speaker Pelosi had it entirely within her power to have this done on Friday before Congress left town. So it is entirely possible, but it is up to the speaker. She is the one who's been the obstacle.
Republican Congressman Michael Burgess of Texas. That audio courtesy of Fox News.
And stocks took a jump Monday on news that President Trump was leaving the hospital. The Dow Jones Industrial Average jumping 465 points to close up more than 1.5%, while the Nasdaq climbed 2.3%. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 866-657-8517. 866-657-8517. That's 866-657-8517.
Meditation. I certainly didn't start off that way the first time I tried to meditate. I think I was really proud of myself. I got 15 seconds of stillness, but I have progressed. And I'll tell you what, this woman has written a terrific book that could help anyone, including myself, out there as we move along and really embrace what I think is so important. And it's meditation. How do you meditate? I think there's a lot of misconceptions about that. We had a wonderful conversation off the air. I think I could have talked to her for 5 hours. But Linda M. Blackshaw has written a book called Channeled Meditations to Improve Your Life and the Planet. I love that. Linda is joining us from Perth, Australia. Thank you, Linda.
It's a pleasure, Kate.
You know, when we talk, you heard what I said about meditating. You know, I didn't grow up with meditating. People didn't really talk about meditating. That was something that, oh, some people did and they were in a group together or whatever it is. The misconceptions, I think, frankly. And then I saw the power of meditating. And I think that there's a lot of people listening to us that understand it. And there's a lot of people that want to dip their toe into it. And there's a lot of people that just don't get what meditating's all about. So what do you think the biggest misconceptions are about meditating and meditations?
Okay, well, I think the biggest misconception is that you have to sit still to do it. I think for some people, sitting still is impossible. For some people, lying down on the floor, they fall asleep, which is not necessarily a bad thing. So meditation can be sitting in the chair. It can be as simple as centered prayer, which is you sit silently and you see one word circling you and coming within you and you focus on that one word. Or it can be your dancing. As I mentioned to you before, fishing. Men who go fishing may not think they are meditating, but they spend hours with a pole in the water not catching anything. And if that is not meditating, I do not know what is. And the Sufi are probably the best example, is the fact that they go into this dance. Personally, I think that would be a bit excessive, but for them to go into this dance and just twirl for hours is a form of meditation. Yeah. Yoga's meditation, as I said.
And so you pull this together and, you know, you talk about obviously meditating, and the powerful part of this is to improve your life, but end the planet. So explain that.
Well, what I do, and I encourage people in the book to do, is if you're meditating, I would, depending on the type of meditation, I would probably say, right, go into a healing pool. And then while you're in the healing pool, you see the energy of that healing pool going out through your neighborhood, going to your next door neighbors, going into the city, the towns, and then throughout the world. Now, you can target specific areas. So say, for example, when the war in Afghanistan was particularly bad, well, flooding that area with loving, healing energy is a very powerful thing. This time of the pandemic, if you know that your neighboring city has got X number of COVID people and they've got people dying and your city hasn't, well, send it healing energy. Ask source, connect to source and send the energy to that specific area. I find people think they can't do anything, but the power of love, the power of focused intention. So if we could see, we did find it, I think last month, some people did that and they did see some improvement. But if every single one of us started doing it, it's not going to happen overnight. But I believe it would make an improvement. And then once we start to see an improvement, more and more people would do it.
And how powerful would that be? When you decided what you were going to put in the book, how did you decide what you thought would be powerful and directed toward people that would read this book and be able to really use it and apply it?
Well, I tried to create the book with sort of like simple meditations to start with. So, for example, one of the meditations is that you connect with hedgehog. And the meditation for that is connecting with your soul self. I find it quite beautiful because it's to do with the hedgehog going into the ball and then opening up and fluffing out and being bigger. The lotus is also, and that's a very, throughout Buddhism and other meditation cultures, the lotus is quite often used as a form of meditation. And I've actually created it as a moving meditation, in that you imagine that you're the bud of the lotus and you spread out. It's very slow moving. And so that's a simple meditation. Some of the other meditations have multiple animals to create it. So the self-worth meditation is actually moose, skunk, and crow. And when my guides gave me moose, skunk, and crow and said it's to do with self-esteem, I thought, well, how is that going to work? They're so disparate animals. Luckily, they knew what they were doing, because when I did my homework and had a quick look, the animals actually dovetailed quite well together, because what the moose is about self-esteem, standing tall. And the skunk is about creating your barriers, creating your boundaries, because so many people who have low self-esteem have difficulty creating boundaries and allowing other people to come in to. And that does infect them. And then, of course, the crow. If you sit and look at a crow, they strut their stuff. They walk. They own where they walk. And that's basically what they were wanting to do with our self-esteem, is to create the barriers and stand tall in our own power. The meditations are all about improving ourselves. There are one or two that are specifically targeted towards the planet. But I mean, one of the sections in the book is saying to you that you could read this book and then create your own meditations using animals, using anything. And because it's not rocket science. It's just right. A matter of us connecting in with ourselves. And I think so many religions have actually given us the impression that the soul is out with the body, that we've got to climb to attach to soul, where soul is hidden within each one of us. It's in the same place where our inner child is. And we need to go in within to connect to the soul. Now, I don't think I touch on it in this book, but my guides are very firm in that we are all souls with hearts and minds and a physical body. That the physical body is our car, and that is why the importance of looking after the physical body is key in all aspects of it. But if you look after the physical body, but you haven't tended to your soul and your heart and mind, I don't think you achieve very much in life. Or those that achieve a lot in life who haven't connected with their soul, something's always missing. And that's why they keep striving for more. They keep thinking, if I only have more, life will be better. And I think the interesting thing is that we choose the life we live. And once we connect in with soul, the feeling of joy that you have, that you carry within yourself, isn't really impacted a lot by the dreadful things that are happening round about you. So that you have this essence of calm within yourself, which is missing for most of us. I freely admit, until I started on really getting into this this journey and how I do it, I was stressed. I worried about bills. I mean, I was the same as every single listener. I was stressed. I would worry about bills. Now, the interesting thing with bills is they come regularly.
Yeah.
But when we're stressed, we feel that that is all we're getting.
You're right.
Yeah, but you remove the stress, the bills are still there, but they don't seem to come all at one time. They probably still do, but we don't fixate on it. And starting a book, reading the book and starting with meditations is key. I think, and the meditations, I know that they're animals, but I want to reassure you that it's one of the ones I did touch on, and I don't know that I mentioned in the book, is centered prayer. Centered prayer is a meditation. And what you do with that is you just pick a simple word like joy, hope. I can't think of any more at the moment because joy is the one I always focus on, and hope. And you just sit and you sit on that word. Now, what I would say is, that pick a word that relates to how you're feeling. So if you're feeling really stressed, but you want joy, I'd actually go for hope, because if you're stressed, you can't leap into joy. There's got to be a bit in between. Whereas hope is once I'm hoping for a better life. I'm holding on to that hope that things are going to be better. But if you're feeling sad, maybe you need to sit with the sadness. So maybe you need to make your word sad just for 2 or 3 days, just to sort of like sort through within yourself. Because I do feel that sometimes, people are told, oh yeah, you've got to squash down that anger. No, you've got to get rid of your anger. You have to move past the anger. Because at the end of the day, the only thing that anger does is harm yourself.
Boy,
I wasn't even aware of holding anger, Kate, and my friend was giving me healing just before I was going in to get my gallbladder out, and she said, "Whoa, I didn't know you were holding on to that much anger." And I went, "Well, I didn't know I was holding on to it." And she said, "Well, that's probably several lifetimes of it that you've just squashed into your body." And when they took my gallbladder out, the surgeon said he'd never seen anything like it. It was full of grains of sand. And once it was gone, I still get angry, but I don't hold on to it.
Wow. I think that's a powerful place to put a fork in this, because it's so important what you're saying. It's not hold on to that and the word, and to really go with the book, Channeled Meditations to Improve Your Life and the Planet. Linda M. Blackshaw, thank you for sharing your personal stories and giving it. I mean, this was like an incredible lesson. Thank you so much.
Oh, it was my pleasure.
SuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea helps regenerate new cells. Everything from the cells in our skin to the cells in our organs, so they function properly. Great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a disease. A 1-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping.
To order, please visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Crossing the stage, I know you can feel the excitement. Shake it up, turn it on, shake it up, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, how I miss baseball. Oh, I used to cover the Texas Rangers, and I'm a lifetime Philadelphia Phillies fan, and of course the nemesis of the Phillies, the Dodgers, would be on that list. But I also cover the Dodgers, too. Many of you know that. Kate Delaney, thanks so much for hanging with us on this show. Ron Porterfield, what a pleasure to have him on the show. He's in his third year as the Director of Player Health with the Los Angeles Dodgers, and he's quite a resume, including head athletic trainer for the Tampa Bay Rays. He was also an assistant athletic trainer before that. Needless to say, he's really worked his way up through the ranks. So we are thrilled to have him and talk about the coronavirus and also the mission of the Professional Baseball Athletic Trainers Society. Ron, thanks for popping on.
Hey, Kate, thanks for having me tonight. It's my pleasure to be on here.
Yeah, I mean, I got to tell you, like, my family just really ripped me to shreds when I covered the Dodgers, but I did like it, and people were good to me. And even Tommy Lasorda, he'd be sitting in the crowd, he'd say, "What's going on? How are you doing, young lady?" So it was fun.
Yeah, it's a great organization, good people.
Very good people. So, you know, we look at what's going on with the coronavirus and the question mark we all live under, and people want to know about baseball and, oh, gosh, and, you know, where are we going? And how much does this kind of mess with our mental health? It's so important because everybody's talking about that with this global pandemic, and I think it's the same thing, obviously, too, for baseball players.
Oh, absolutely. It's it's put us in disarray. I mean, we're pretty much in turmoil right now, you know, having to do a lot of virtual work with our players, following up on phone calls and being on Zoom calls and all kinds of different conference calls and working out of our house. And it's different, I'll tell you that. I've been in this game for 33 years and I've never experienced anything even close to this. The thing closest that I've probably been through was the strike of 94, 95, but this can't even hold a candle to that. So.
Yeah, so the good thing is, though, you're connected. You're trying to help them get through it, because for an athlete, it's all about the rhythm. And since I went through season after season with lots of different players in a different role, but watching them, that's the clock we live by, you know, that, okay, you're on the road, you have this series, and now everything is just at a standstill, and that's probably what a lot of them are grappling with, right?
Oh, absolutely. Probably the most superstitious individuals superstitious athletes you'll ever work with. Because you take them out of their routine and it's like a fish out of water. And, they're all struggling, right? We're in pretty good shape as far as our organization is concerned. Having been into this now for about a month and, you know, injury wise and things like that, we're in a pretty good shape. As far as that's concerned, and our players have really taken to it and done a really good job at their workouts and everything else. So I think we're in a pretty good shape in preparation to come back at some point and get back into playing baseball.
Yeah, there's something that we can learn, though, I think, from what you're telling the players in these conversations and what people listening to this show who aren't professional athletes are dealing with. What are some of the strategies for people struggling with mental health that they could possibly, Ron, implement that the Dodgers are doing to ensure that they're okay?
Well, basically we have an organization, called PBAS, which is the Professional Baseball Athletic Trainer Society. So through that, we have a big mission to serve as an educational resource for, not only major league athletic trainers, but also the minor league athletic trainers. And we've developed a pretty good relationship with the Department of Labor and use their resources to help us on the grounds of they have a pretty good toolkit of resources in mental health and awareness. And they basically have what they call the four A's. It's building awareness and the supportive culture, providing accommodations to our employees, offering assistance to them, and just ensuring that they have access to treatment. So a lot of it is, when we call our players, it's not just finding out that they're doing their workouts, but finding out how they're feeling, how's your family, and treating them almost as a human being versus treating them as a robot that goes out there and performs and entertains people. That almost look like they're not a human character, if you will. We take them for granted thinking that they're just robots out there and can do the same thing over and over and handle the stresses. And they're not. They're human beings that have the same type of feelings as you and I. Getting down to earth with them and really trying to get on a level where show them that we really care about them and that we're interested in what's going on in their lifetime.
Yeah, there you go. So just talking to them like they're human beings, not superstars or, again, professional athletes. And, of course, you've worked with so many, as you said, 30-plus years, and I just brushed a little bit over your resume and how you started and some of the ways that you moved. You moved your way up, obviously, from the minor leagues. I would be remiss not to ask you this. I mean, all these great experiences that you had, including you worked through the Houston Astros organization, too, and then I mentioned the Tampa Bay Rays. What was that like for you? Did you think that this is where you would end up in this role with Tampa Bay and with the Dodgers?
No, I really had no idea. I've met so many people in this game, and you never know, who's going to be your next boss. The majority of several of the bosses that I have at this point in time that are above me are former players that I had, that going back, I would have, I knew they were smart and intelligent individuals as players and, probably had a chance to go into the coaching ranks or front office ranks. But, here I am, and it's funny to see these individuals that I had as players and that I was hampering on about getting the work in, and now they're, you know, expecting me to handle my position and answer to them. So it's kind of come from full circle, but I've thoroughly enjoyed it, and I've had many, many experiences, and I've learned a great deal, and that's what I try to do now is be a sounding board and you know, hopefully be able to teach some of our younger athletic trainers that are coming out and just be in situations that, you know, that are new to them, but I've experienced to help guide them through those.
Yeah, and so you mentioned PBATS, and has that helped? Because, you know, when you look at the Professional Baseball Athletic Trainer Society and bringing up some of the younger people through the ranks, I mean, that's got to be part of the mission. Is that, that certainly is one of them. But what are other objectives for the group?
Well, we serve as a, we provide continuing education for not only athletic trainers as it relates to our professions, but we help them to improve the understanding of just sports medicine to, you know, so that they can better promote that health and develop and attain a better treatment for the professional baseball player. You know, our full membership, which entails all athletic trainers, both major league and minor league, are looked at as an integral, you know, pretty integral part of the fabric of the game of baseball in itself. And just as importantly, you know, we're trusted as advisors to the athletes. So over the years, you know, we've worked to share these expertise, not only in the clubhouse, but outside of the clubhouse and the ballpark. And we're proud of internships that we've created, with a lot of individuals from other countries, programs that we've addressed. We've tried to, create programs that educate the American people on childhood obesity, disability inclusion, mental health, and the health of the well-being of America's youth.
Yeah, absolutely. I think PBATS is a fabulous organization. I learned about it a couple of years ago. All right, so we got to throw in a funny here. So, and maybe it's not funny. What is your favorite baseball movie of all time?
Favorite baseball movie? The Sandlot.
The Sandlot. I love The Sandlot. Oh.
Yeah, my son loves it and watched it so much that I really took a liking to it. And I just love some of the clips and some of the T-shirts that have come out from it. And I just think that was pretty much how we were when we were kids. So I really like that movie.
Yeah, me too. I like Sandlot. That's in my top five. I like The Natural. That's a throwback. That's an oldie, but it's a goodie to pull out. I like League of Their Own because I think it's funny and it was true what happened. And I met some of the women that played on those teams when I was with the Rangers. So there's a lot of good ones out there. I'm ready for another one to come out, though, and I'm ready for baseball, Ron. So let's get through this, and thank you for what you do, and thanks for joining us on the show.
Thank you, and we're getting ready to play, so I'm optimistic that we will be playing again at some point this summer.
Yay, I love that. I am too. Thanks, Ron.
Okay, thank you.
Coming up next, we're going to Virginia Beach. How are they faring there with the coronavirus? We'll get an update. As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again, now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.